Got something for you to do real quick.
All right.
All right. Take your index finger.
Which one is that?
That's the pointer finger.
The one you pick your nose with?
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, it's important how you do it.
All right, I'm talking about the one you pick your nose with.
Yeah, I do thumb.
Oh.
Here we go. Take your index finger.
Right.
And you can play along at home or in your car this morning. Stick your index finger in your belly button.
I was afraid you were going to say something else.
Stick it in there and swiggle it.
Oh, we're going to have to sniff it, aren't we?
Yeah, now, sniff it.
Hold on. I've switched fingers. I had been eating pizza.
No, that's what's in there.
That's a pepperoni, Tom.
Ooh, that's not a good smell.
Heidi, you're not playing.
You didn't have a real belly button.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I got it removed.
Upstate Plastic Surgery removed your belly button and gave you a fake belly button.
It's around my esophagus now. I had a tummy tuck.
It's magnetic.
Wow.
Can we see your fake belly button?
Yes.
Oh, it looks so good. It looks kind of real. How do they do that?
Let me stick my finger in that.
Yeah.
It is pretty. I have to tell you, he made me a good one. I missed the old one, but
I wonder if Kevin Keller could just put a belly button somewhere unusual on you.
Like, under your arm.
No,
look at this.
Let's just say, you know, you got a bikini and you got a belly button on the side. And he removes the other belly button, and people are like, what happened there?
Now, my granny said her belly button was off on the side, but it was the hernia she had.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
But it makes me wonder, what does Upstate Plastic Surgery do to the old belly buttons?
Have a
charity?
Little jar, a little pickle jar?
No.
Goodwill?
No, they framed it.
They give them to people that don't have
them. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Belly button donors.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got your belly button donor card.
I just imagine Kevin having a big jar with that, what's that, formaldehyde or whatever?
Yeah.
Like you see in the Frankenstein movies. And there's just a jar that's labeled belly buttons.
Yeah.
And then he probably has another one that's nipples or something.
You probably think that I'm just being silly talking about belly buttons.
Well, no, I figured you were making us all admit that we have stinky belly buttons.
Well, we do, but researchers have been analyzing what actually lurks in the human belly button.
Oh, don't tell me.
No, you want to know. Basically, they found that over 2,000 species of bacteria is in the belly button, and they took samples from a lot of people.
Okay.
And nearly 1,500 of these people that had some kind of species living in their belly buttons.
Oh, hush.
Okay.
And you know what? Who gets a job like that? It's like, let me put my finger in your belly button. Maybe, you know what? I'm guessing they put Q-tips in there.
Yeah, something
no,
like that.
You're not supposed to.
No, that's ears. You can't put...
I don't think you're supposed to put Q-tips in your belly button because if the cotton falls off inside the belly button... It could become infected.
Oh, really?
Read up on that. I swear I know. Okay. I've heard that.
I've always heard that you should never put anything bigger than your elbow or smaller than your elbow in your ear or your belly button.
Oh, okay. Well, recent years, they said that the organisms on human skin form the first line of defense against pathogens, whatever that is.
Bad stuff.
Okay, bad stuff. And so they say the next step for scientists will be to try to figure out why certain bacteria live in certain people's belly buttons. I can take a stab at it. They don't shower.
Well, no, I shower every day, but I don't necessarily get all up in my belly button. Because, I mean, I'm a pretty clean person, really.
Really?
I mean, I got one of those, it's a nylon thing, but it looks like a loofah or whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
And I rub that thing all over the place. And scrub. But I'm like, apparently my belly button still has some areas that just don't get clean.
Your belly button's like a little cave.
I know.
Yeah.
You have to get up in there.
You know what the belly button really is like? Think about the your dryer at home that dries the clothes. You know?
I'm waiting.
Okay. Well, it's got that little lint catcher thing, you know, that you always have to clean out.
But you're saying your belly button's a lint catcher?
I think so, because every time you put your finger in your belly button, did you not get a little lint just now?
No, I didn't. Mm-mm. I cleaned. I will later today.
Yeah.
But not right now.
Yeah, because I think the shower gets rid of the lint. It just apparently doesn't get rid of all of the gunge.
I will run my finger in there with soap.
Well,
and
I'm
going to
start.
But I remember a guy we worked with years ago asked me one day, he goes, I got a question. Do you ever clean your belly button? I'm like, well, yeah. He goes, I never knew you were supposed to. He said, I stuck my finger in mine and almost threw up.
Mine's not good right now.
You gotta clean
I would say, though, I think Audis would be cleaner than Innie's.
You think?
When it comes to belly buttons, because they just are out there.
Yeah.
So there's Audis?
Yeah. People have Audis.
I thought that was when someone was excited to see me. pop out there.
No, I don't think so. Tom's at the beach going, wow.
You got to cover that up.
Yeah. The belly button's an interesting thing, though. If you want to have fun at work today, just ask somebody to stick their finger in their belly button and sniff it.